What's going on, level1.com users? I'm the Fat Man here with your fourth podcast installment. I'm here with the whole crew. We got Ram Dog, got Turk, and we got Afro. Guys, introduce yourselves.
What's up?
Yeah. There he goes. Kind of late there.
All right, we got our first topic of business. We got news. Modern Warfare 2 is now being called Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Input?
Basically, I don't think that franchise is going to, you know, hit the sales numbers the way they want it to without the Call of Duty in front of it.
You really think so? I mean, a lot of people called it Modern Warfare. They didn't call it Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yeah, but it's almost like a geek, like, fanboyism kind of thing. Like, you're a fan of that game. Like, oh, yeah, it's Modern Warfare. Like, or it's Modern Warfare. Like, you just kind of, it's an inside thing at that point.
At least that's fair. They've been going with just Modern Warfare 2 for at least the past 4 months. Think that slowed anyone down?
I mean,
no one put two and two together?
It depends on how it's catered. Like, all the information that we've been hearing, we've heard it from E3 and stuff, and who's really paying attention to E3? Those hardcore gamers.
Well, I'm sure there's some...
No, hasn't there been, like, TV spots already?
Oh,
Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, it's only called Modern Warfare 2. There's nothing to do with
I guess they just wanted to slap it on just to be sure, you know. Just be like, you know, we don't want to lose, like, you know, 5% of sales just in case people don't realize it's a Call of Duty game.
I mean,
and for those people that don't know it's a Call of Duty game, give them some time. They'll figure it out.
That's true. But
I mean, at the end of the day, it looks like it's Activision's decision. And before that, I think they were okay with it. And I don't know if it was their decision to just go... Kind of just want it back on there now.
I mean,
maybe they just want to be just in case.
Do you think they're justified in thinking that, you know, we're a new franchise now, we're not Call of Duty anymore?
You gotta think of it this way. What's it called? The people that made the game, obviously, they established a series. They made it. Now, other people have made it in between the years, but they're the main holders of, you know, I mean, what Call of Duty has been. So it's almost like... The sales and everything that they've gotten from this game gives them a lot of leeway to kind of just decide on what they want to do.
Yeah,
with
almost,
the franchise.
I almost feel like there isn't ever going to be like a Call of Duty 5 anymore. It's just going to be like Modern Warfare 3 and like the next.
But that's
Call
how
Duty.
That's how you make a rebirth, because, you know, technically, I guess, same within the company, Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 1, 2, 3, 4, bam, Underground, 1, 2, 3.
This is true.
Yeah. And then, I mean...
Then you can also re-release back onto this. And now let's say Tony Hawk were to do, like, Pro Skater 4. Now you're going back out of the Underground, and then you go back to, like, the Pro, like, the original, where the original gameplay was. You can even have a chance to go back and recapture what people only played with the original title to play.
Yeah, you're basically just replacing the number of the actual series they started making within these series.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... That's interesting.
People still buy it.
Overall, I could see why they wanted to call it Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't going to affect my goal either way.
Yeah, it makes sense, though. It makes sense. I mean, it doesn't really make a big difference.
Another news topic, we, you know, I mean, officially got the prices on some of the summer arcade games. And something that was surprising to me was Turtles in Time reshelled, which is going to be priced at 1,200 points. I don't know how
disappointed.
I feel about that.
Yo, how come $15 has become the new $10 in arcade games? I'm really getting pissed at that.
People almost cried foul when Geometry Wars was 800 points.
Yeah.
And like ever since then, games have been rising. I mean, the quality has gotten better. The games have been rising and people have complained, but now it's like this whole like 15 standard. And people are not actually complaining as much.
People complain, they'll say something, but they're still buying.
Yeah,
that's
why they can continue to raise the price, because you know that people are still gonna buy it. Especially with a game like Ninja Turtles that has such a loyal fan base.
They can't.
From the generation that grew up on Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
They're not capital of loyal, right?
I almost shed a tear when I saw the fact that they first of all, the announcement for the original was enough. And they remade, you know what I mean, graphics and stuff. Almost shed a tear.
It's not like just two, you got four people in there. So you pick your favorite turtle for buying that no one else has picked it. And go in there and just have fun, man.
But
Ghostbusters the same way.
That's true. I don't know, my main gripe is that the original was $5 for TMNT on Xbox Live Arcade. $5. This is now $15. It's the same. It's essentially going to be the same game as Turtles in Time. I almost feel like if they released Turtles in Time, they would probably done it for like $5, maybe $10. But I guess I guess the extra graphics are worth it.
You're paying an extra $10 for a remake.
How much of a remake?
The thing is, you know how long that game lasted, and it wasn't really long.
I'm gonna be honest. I probably played that game only once in the arcade, but I never made it to the arcades too often. And I did not own a Super NES, because I was a Genesis guy. But I'm still a loyal Turtles guy, and I will pay for it the first day it comes out. Put my name on it.
Oh no, right there. It looks great. I mean,
with Michelangelo.
There's not many you can talk about in terms of party games where you can pick up four players, have that instant fun. You know what I mean? You have
four player co-op.
Four player co-op. I mean, you have that Bomberman, that M Plus, but you really look sporadically, and there's not too many games. At least that's gonna be really good. So this just looks like to add to that whole everybody pick up a control. Let's just play. You know what I mean?
Because based off that, they don't need to learn anything. They know what the premise of the Ninja Turtles are.
Yeah.
So they don't need to sit there like, all right, let's read the story. We're going to go through a story mode and find out what the hell's going on. And now we got the Ninja Turtles. We know what they are. Yeah. Go out there, you know, destroy the foot and go after Shredder.
Yeah, it's a side school hack and slash. How hard could that be? Go play.
It's a pick-me-up game.
So I guess, all right. I mean, we covered a little bit of the news that basically came out during this week and stuff. I guess you want us to go into the topic at hand.
Yes,
one of the topics.
Let's talk about the main topic at hand. And that is, basically everybody knows that PS3 uses a trophy system, and Xbox 360 uses an achievement-based system with like gamertag points or whatever. The main topic that we want to talk about is which community is basically puts more value on their system more. Is it the Sony, fanboys, or is it the Microsoft fanboys? You know, which group of people toots their own horn more? I guess is the main topic at hand.
I can tell you right now, I have both PS3 and 360.
Let's get this straight. According to your words, you have a 360 and a Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
You do not have a 360 and a PS3.
You have
a 360 and a Blu-ray player. But, get that straight.
It is a PS3 system.
It just so happens to play games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Blu-ray player that has a controller.
It surprises me sometimes when something comes in the mail and it's not a Blu-ray movie.
Interesting.
It is.
I mean, it's funny because I don't have a PS3, so that kind of limits us down to...
You're stuck with DVDs.
Yeah, pretty much. But I guess for the trophies, it's gonna be the Bad Man and Afro talking about that mostly. So you guys want to
know about this?
I know Red Dog.
He just got
one trophy on Guitar Hero. Turn on the system, get a trophy.
Can I ask you something? Do you even know how many trophies you have overall?
No, is there a way to keep track of that though?
There's a page.
I gotta stop putting my
Sony. Your user interface is officially bad. This guy can't even figure out the trophy system.
Nor
has he taken the time to learn it though.
This is true.
It's such a late thing compared to the achievements.
It is late.
I mean, I don't know if I need to care or want to. So I can say right now, yes, I am somewhat of an achievement whore. I like my score. I like, you know what I mean, my games coming up with the whole thing and how many achievements I have for that, comparing and the whole thing. Now, there is no actual point system for the PS3. I just know that it goes by trophies, but...
No, there is a point system.
Yes, it goes
by levels. Different types of trophies.
For each game. No, yeah, I'm talking about as a total tally of, like, everything that you
I think there's
the PlayStation trophies that has a gamer level, and as many trophies as you get, what each trophy is worth, you move up onto another level, like level 8, level 9. And granted,
like
there hasn't been anything, I haven't personally seen anything that it's based off of what level you are, other than just having it next to, you know, your thing says, if you go to like your friends list, it'll say level 7 gamer, 27%, you know, complete in that. and this is a list of some trophies they just recently won.
And these are level numbers out of what, like 99, or is it like an unlimited number potentially?
Who knows?
I have not. Yeah.
Like, what was the
number? Is,
well, is this like, for each game, or is
no,
it
no,
or
no,
in total?
In total.
Total.
Okay.
Total.
Total. All right. All right. And that 27% is what you've accumulated so far to make it to level. Like, let's say if you started on 7, to make it to level 8.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So if you want to think about what, like, you'll probably give a more unbiased opinion on it. Now you do have both, and you do value
both. I do go for both. Yeah.
So, but I mean, what do you honestly feel is
like? All right, my honest opinion. All right, the way it happened. Okay, you had the achievements with 360. Then PlayStation came out with the whole trophies and everything. Of course, it was a copy. No, you know, everyone knew that. There are some games that came out before even the trophy system, and they'll come out with an update just to put the trophy system into that game. Okay?
Yeah, I think
like Uncharted.
Yeah, the first Uncharted game did that. Yeah,
Uncharted
did
that. Was it necessary? No, because it was still a good game. You didn't really need all that. But regardless, what they're trying to do is like one-upping each other. Like I said before, like the whole Street Fighter thing. They came out with the certain trophies and stuff unlock clothing items in home. So then you can go home, and as soon as you go in, you see there's a bar that pops up from, I think, the right side of the screen and lets you know what you've unlocked from playing that game, from you getting a trophy within that game.
Yeah.
Right. So now you get to wear that Arthur clone. See, that's just something extra that they add in. And they do that with certain games. But then now, what 360 is about to do, from what we've seen from the past E3, they're going to do the whole avatar marketplace, where they're going to have some games that's going to unlock clothing for your avatars. Now, this is them one-upping Sony.
Because it was announced on home first that they were going to start doing the system like this.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what they're going to do is, even though Microsoft, they still give you, like, what is that, the every other Wednesday, they give you the like a couple of items of clothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what they're going to do, they're going to be certain games you're going to play. I'm going to presume starting maybe the fall or winter of this year. You're going to play the game. I'm going to take it as, you know, you unlock something as an achievement. You're going to get an article of clothing that you can actually put on your avatar. Now, how this works out to in favor of Microsoft now, because everyone sees what their avatar looks like. You see everyone's on your friends list and all that. You see what article of clothing they're wearing.
Yeah.
When it came back to the, coming back to the PlayStation side, if you want to see that article of clothing that person's wearing, first of all, you have to be in home.
Yeah.
Second of all,
right there.
They have to be in home with you, okay? Third of all, you actually have to be together.
Next
like,
to each other.
Yes, you have to be next to each other. It's
there's
it's,
no looking up the character.
Yeah,
actually,
there's no looking up. You have it's kind of a process like you just like you just go and invite a friend, and then they load up right next to you.
Right.
So, I mean, like right now as it stands, like if once that Avatar Marketplace comes out, and they implement all these things with the whole achievements and all that, it's going to blow that out.
It looks almost like a full-out war at that point.
It's going to blow that out. But as far as like just a numbers basis goes, of course the 360, like people that play 360, they value their achievements, the achievement number over
the
trophy number.
The record states back to when the 360 came out. I mean, just imagine if you were really like, you've had the system since launch, like those points and ranked, and you know what I mean, it shows up all the games that you've played.
Yeah.
It's just something like a value that you really like just hold to
they
it.
Put the numbers right next to your name, numbers right next to your gamer picture, right next to, you know, right there on your ID tag. Well, the PS3, you have to like do a little searching for it, for the person's number.
Yeah. They're trying to look like they make it more apparent and show it up in more places, but it's only like I have to look for it.
You do have to look for it. It doesn't take long, and it's really right there, just like maybe two buttons away the most, but it's there if you really
can. Now let me ask this, what do you think it's gonna, you know, I mean, benefit each, what, you know, what each system can do to make it better, Sony or Microsoft?
Well, I think like for Sony to compete, when Microsoft releases the Avatar clothing ability for when you have your, you know, the
Avatar
thing. The only way that Sony could even remotely consider competing with that is that they have home a more of a standard interface. Like, instead of going to the basic page that when you turn on your PlayStation, have it go right to home. So then no matter when you're on, you're on home.
Yeah.
So then you can see your friends, you know, you can see whatever, you know, then they're more likely to see other people, more likely to see your friends if you, by default, automatically sign on and log into home.
Yeah, and they thought of that as an option. I mean, home is still in beta, so stuff like that isn't really, being worked out. But yeah, they wanted to make it a seamless, like, you turn on your system and you kind of just get on home. But, I guess that gets tricky.
They can do is, like, as soon as normally when you turn on the PS3, you go to XMB, instead of you having, like, that picture next to your name, you have the player model that you have at home next to it.
That's pretty simple.
You know?
It's as simple as that. I mean, they should just, if you want the option, and stuff for...
But that's just a clothing type of thing. The whole point is just the achievements and the trophies.
Yeah, we're the main thing is we're talking about the achievements themselves.
So you can also have that next year.
Well, okay, something, and yeah. This is me talking about the PlayStation now. Something I think that would benefit the way you view or value your trophies more, and even, have 360, fans or users just looking at it like, oh, that's something better, is if the way you have all these trophies and stuff that you get and acquire from each game, almost have it like a lined up sort of trophy room, maybe at home, maybe outside of home, but almost the way you see something similar to like the way Smash Bros. And you collect all these little trophies or whatever, and there's a giant display. You basically have a giant display of trophies from all these games, basically labeled and stuff like that. Like, that would look really cool. That's something.
But see, the thing with that is that you have to bring people to see that.
I mean, I don't know if it's something that you would want to do at home, or is it something like...
Wait, you get that off, like, your friends list. Like, if you want to say, like, view their trophies, and so, or, like, view their trophy room.
Yeah, and there's some sort of dynamic.
Which is kind of like the same way the Xbox Live works, where, like, you can see how many points they have.
They have that.
Oh, I don't know, but Xbox has, I'm going to say, for the PlayStation, what they should do, or can do. Like, Xbox Live, like, you see their points, the points is there.
Yeah.
But then you can see how they got them, what they did together, like, what games they played or whatnot. Where, like, would be the same thing, like, you could do that with the PlayStation now, just, like, comparing trophies, but that's still limited by games, where you can actually go and, like, a suggestion would be to say, all right, view their trophies as a whole, not necessarily compared to what you're, what you did. So you can have them, like, all together, it says, like, as a list. I did this on this game, this on that game, But as, like, an individual set, so it's kind of like a showing off of your accomplishments.
Of the entire thing, yeah. It looks like something like a status firmware update, or not status, but a firmware update could take care of. But I mean,
know that they're full of those.
Yeah. As we speak, I feel like Sony's listening to us right now. And we'll see something like that in maybe a month.
They're updating.
Yeah, they're updating as we speak.
All of our systems are updating.
So overall, the consensus is, what would you say?
I mean, it's almost like what was your first value purchase? Like, what do you hold
dear to you?
I mean, is it a PS3 or is it 360? I rarely see it's gonna be like PS3 fans that have 360s are like, oh no, I love my achievements more. That just sounds very strange for them to even say. So I feel like.
But on the same token, like I am a PS3 owner who just picked up the Xbox, but even I can see it like. Just stepping back, that the people on Xbox, like, they value their achievement points more than the people on PlayStation value their trophies.
Easily.
Yeah, actually, online, too, it's a very much a big, like, this is the achievement score. Like, this is the achievement list for it.
Yeah.
You never even hear trophies muttered in any of these topics. It's always like, this is the achievement list. Oh, the achievement list leaked. Oh, this is what we heard. This is rumor for the achievement. It's never like a trophies thing. It's like... And then all the 360. Wait. Which ones? What is it? Yeah. So it's kind of like they're on it. They're on it more.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you go on YouTube and you type in like achievement guides, like 360 achievement guides, you'll get a lot more videos than trophy guides, trophy guides,
exactly.
Stuff like that. So.
You would, but I mean, like to me, honestly, I feel like they put too much. Maybe because. It started from the very beginning, but it's like too much emphasis on achievements. And I'm not gonna lie, I've been caught up in it too. I've been in achievement races with different people.
Yeah,
like, they'll give me a message say, hey, I just one up your score. I'm like, oh, I can't have that. So I'll pop in a game I maybe haven't played in a while and try and get the rest of the achievements from that game.
But just imagine, I'm not gonna lie, back in the day, I used to play games just for the fun of it, and I could play them over and over, and it was great.
That's,
I was like, we have so many games, so many abundance of games, and if you just, if you play normally, it's just your taste of games, is, you know what I mean, they acquired it, it's just different.
Yeah.
So you mean, you're just more numb to general games, and you want better games or whatever, unless you just like niche series. So, I mean, something that just, because, I mean, even when I was on the Xbox, played it, it was hard, I'm dropping that fucking to the ground. Like, it's done. I don't even want to play it. But now something like the achievement score has made me play games that I, like, I'm like, oh, this is pissing me off, but I just can just get the achievement score for this, and I'm good.
That's the whole point. That's what they want you to do.
Yeah,
they want you to play the game.
It's like, I mean, take Gears of War 2, a very simple, like, example. Get 100 kills with the sniper. Get 100 kills with the boom shot. Get 100 kills with the pistol. Get 100 kills. That, and like you're being forced to, like, you know.
Yeah, there's so many weapons you don't care about.
But and you're going to want to play it. You're going to, you know, get 100, you know, grenade frags, whatever, you know. Just it does actually make you change the way you play a little bit. And I don't know if that's good or bad necessarily.
But see, what matters is after you have the achievement, feel like the game is not
important. I don't know. That depends on the person, I think. I almost feel like...
Honestly, I drop it.
When the achievements are done,
Like,
I play my games. I play, like...
I mean, multiplayer games is a separate issue than single-player games.
Talking about single-player games.
Okay, single-player games, if the achievements are done, I pretty much drop it. It's over.
Really, that's all it is.
Yeah, like, I mean... It's a done deal. Like, I can't say that's it for the game because, Call of Duty 4, great game and everything. Love the multiplayer. It's not a single achievement on the multiplayer. But I will play that and over and over. There's not one.
Isn't there?
No. Wow.
There's not one single achievement for the multiplayer.
You sure?
Yep.
I haven't played it, but I could have sworn there is.
Level 1 users, if Remdog's wrong... Post on the comments.
Shall be banned.
It's not one.
You know
how for the people that don't know can check my achievement score. I'm level like 50 something. I have one achievement for it, and that's the beginning of the single player game.
Complete the tutorial.
So that's it. I mean, what else do you need? How many times do I gotta play the game? Anyway, there's nothing.
Alright.
Done.
On story modes, in a lot of games where they have like the trophies or accomplishments incorporated into the story mode, it changes the way, like we were saying, that you play the game itself. You can easily go through a level, but like, wait, I know that I got my list here. Oh yeah, I got to go back and I got to shoot the left sign on the upper right hand corner of the 14th quarter panel to get a random shot accomplishment thing. So you literally base your entire gameplay around getting these achievements.
I gotta say, in full force, it has changed the complete way how I played Bioshock. Bioshock, I got almost every achievement. I must have missed one or two, but I did everything in that game. Every upgrade, every little those recording devices that you picked
up.
Killed every single Big Daddy, saved all the little girls just because of the achievement for it. If not, I would have killed every girl on there. Like, I care about that ending or whatever. I could see the ending on YouTube. It didn't matter.
A good point. So, like, you're saying that the achievements forced you to experience the full game, because Bioshock is a game that you could play without experiencing, like, maybe, like, a good 40%. The game, like, you could just kind of like blow through it. You don't have to get all the weapons, you don't have to get all the upgrades, you don't have to get all the plasmid things or whatever. So it's like, I guess that's an interesting point you brought up.
But for Bioshock, I haven't played it either, but wouldn't you want the whole, as acclaimed as that game is, wouldn't you want the whole experience for that?
It depends. Sometimes the world is just too big.
Yeah.
like if you're looking like games like Final Fantasy, where the gameplay is just so, you know, the story mode is so complex that a lot of times you're just going and you just get lost in the story mode, realizing that you're leaving all this shit on the side.
Yeah.
And like, if you have like accomplishments that say, all right, you need to go, you know, fill up all this, or, you know, do all these, learn all these magic or whatever they're going to have incorporated into the new one, it's going to force you to really go through all the, you know, the little details of the game. It'll take a hell of a lot longer. Instead of just going.
Alright, I mean, okay, so you're saying, wouldn't you want the full experience of the game? I mean, well, then take it for a game like a sports game. And I mean, we just had this topic from the Batman on the whole trophies in sports game. Do you want to, you know what I mean, put yourself in that complete position to try to get every trophy?
No, absolutely not.
Usually they don't put trophies on sports games on the PS3.
They have
trophies now on the sports games, and now a lot of them are mostly multiplayer based, like online, like.
Because there wasn't one for Madden last year, right?
Actually, I don't know. I have to look into it, but I know definitely they started one with them this year.
Yeah, they probably will.
I know the show has one. Tiger Woods has it. I'm sure Fight Night has it.
I would see the show definitely.
UFC has
it.
Does that?
UFC has it. I mean, it's like little things, but like. With the baseball one, like what we talked about in the post, like the things are just so ridiculously, like they're abnormally hard. Like, I mean, how hard is it to throw a perfect game in baseball? What do you need to do that in order to get this accomplishment? But, you know, just to make it even harder, you need to have it on all-star or higher difficulty.
Jeez.
Like, you need to hit 300 home runs by your person. Like, you can't have 300 home runs by your team. No, you have to actually hit the button and hit 300 home runs.
With the one character, yeah.
Was it the one character, or is it like your profile?
You as a player, which isn't that bad, especially if you're doing like a season mode.
Yeah.
But like if you're doing like your character mode, you have to have a 20 game hit streak.
Wow.
It's very hard to do. All right, so that's a silver trophy. You have to get a 50 game hit streak to get a gold trophy.
Yeah.
The major league record by Mickey Mantle is like 53 games. Like, what are they expecting you to do?
Man, I couldn't do that to myself.
But see, there are times when, like, you have trophies and achievements that go right with the game, right with the... Oh, I beat the level. Damn, there you go. There's your achievement.
I know. It just doesn't
and
seem like sports games are doing that,
build
though,
it up
at all.
Like that. Well, like, I don't play the sports games on my 360. I play them on the PS3. And most of the time, they haven't been... Or maybe now it's, like, recent now that they're implementing trophies on the sports game. As far as I know, like, especially last year, they didn't put any trophies on sports game.
Well, I've been playing my the show for
maybe
about
the show, because that's made by
seven.
Yeah.
No, maybe like maybe 9 or 10 seasons worth in my like create a player mode. I only have like maybe 21% of all the trophies done.
Wow,
that's a while playing that game. And I can't imagine. And what's your standings in that game? Like, how good are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. Like, my ability is as high as it could be. Like,
you
my Hall
really
of Fame.
You want your season to go back?
Like, my Hall of Fame potential
is
as high as it could be.
But with that said, if you know and you try to have a perfect season, look how much he's gotten done in terms of...
But
in
a way, that's the joy of the sports game. That's the reason why you go through the season, though. To be the general manager, the coach, and the player.
I would think on those merits alone and how good he's doing... 50% come on would suffice over here with trophies.
But actually, that's a question I want to ask you guys about. How many trophies are there in a game? Like, a game that has trophies? Like, you know, the standard number of achievements is like 50 achievements, right, per game?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
How many trophies is maybe just under.
It's just like...
I'll probably
have,
say about like 30 or 35.
And then they'll have one trophy for you to get all the trophies. That'll be the platinum trophy. If you have a game, you have all the trophies for it, then bam, they'll give you the extra trophy. Oh, you have the rest of all the trophies for that game.
Well, okay, so it's kind of like, you know, saying like, I have 1,000 achievement points for this game.
Yeah,
basically.
Which is not bad if you look at someone and they're like, they have 5 platinum. That's pretty good saying.
Yeah.
They have every achievement for these 5 games or whatever.
And so far, the PS3 does not have any trophies, like Airbender, like Avatar.
Yeah.
For...
Oh, there's no...
Or like King Kong.
There's
nothing
like that.
That's really
easy. As far as
like
I know of. I haven't been looking into it, but...
So if you see people with platinum trophies, they've actually done some work.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, okay. Yeah,
over the next couple of months, I guess we're going to see with the whole, achievements and trophies being implemented into other sections of the system,
right,
which is avatars and home and stuff like that.
So that should be interesting.
It just counts on how the player feels, if they want to rush it, or if they want to take their time with it and get everything, or how the game goes, what type of game it is, and how the trophies or slash achievements are implemented. Are they going to go with the flow of the game, or are they going to take you off the beaten path to lead you back onto the main path?
Because there is a good way of doing things, of, yeah, like, making it a part of the story, and then just going, well, if you just go right here, there's a trophy waiting for you. Then to say, no, from the very beginning, you needed to get over there first. Then come back to the beginning, and then start your main quest.
Yeah.
That is the only way you're going to get that achievement. Yeah, and there are games like that. So, yeah, I mean, it depends on the player. Do you want to, you know what I mean, take that path? As opposed to just, you like to play the game, and you just like to take that little extra step right there on the side to come back.
Well, the best example to use as not a trophy or accomplishment point is Little Big Planet. Now, you can easily go through an entire level, Little Big Planet, or you could nitpick behind every single wall, look under every item, and try to
every
get
sticker.
All the stickers, all the items, and then you get your thing.
Yeah, and the game is huge. Like that. That's what I mean. I mean,
I think
some games, give you, they give you so much. There's some games that will give you like 50, 100 points, like achievement or whatever, or something, some important items or whatever. And then you have games like, I think it was like Oblivion and
Orange Box.
And
Orange Box gave five points.
You get, I think it's like 2 points for owning all the, I think, Australian cars in Forza.
There's two achievements.
Forza 2.
Yeah, really?
I didn't even know they went by dividend. I thought they went dividends of five.
That's how come my achievement score has an odd number. It doesn't have like a five or a zero.
That's interesting. I didn't even know that.
See, at that point, is that 2 points? Is it worth it? Is it worth it?
I can say I bought the car so I can resell it. I bought the cars. I guess so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you have
a
niche to
it. I took the time out to buy the cars. I raced, got some extra money.
So you didn't do it for the achievement?
I did do it for the
achievement.
Because I didn't use the cars.
Yeah, it wasn't going to affect them if you could buy them and sell them back. Yeah.
No, that's what I did. I raced a couple extra races, got the cars, and put them in the auction house.
It ultimately affect them that way. But, I mean, if it asks you for another 3-4 hours of your time to get this achievement, it only gives you 5 points.
Yeah.
I mean, is it worth
that
it?
That was Orange Box. Oh my god.
Yeah, you see, there are games like that. And I mean, at that, for me, I say fuck it. I'll do stuff like that. That's insane. Unless I'm a total fan of that game, or if that's like my last few achievements.
Yeah.
But no. I mean, developers are just gonna have to get, you know what I mean? They're gonna have to, if you get creative with your achievements, it just makes the experience better. The game, I think.
If you just throw them out there just to have them, then it's obvious that they're just thrown out there.
Yeah.
It takes away from the game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it's just tacked on like, oh, beat a level. Oh, talk to this person. There is games like that too where it's like, just talk to this person.
Transformers, you get a point just with Transformers.
That's awesome. See, that's what I mean. Yeah, I would love to. There you go. That's enough said about
like
that.
Like the Genesis thing, that old school Genesis games, the Sega Sonic Collection.
Yeah.
You play Echo the Dolphin. If you talk to a dolphin, you get
a
trophy.
I think what they try to do with that one, they just try to put a point in every game. And some of them are easy, some of them are hard.
I see, okay.
Like Vectorman, I think the Vectorman 2 one was hard, but
a lot of them just beat level 1.
I mean, as long as you play it, they're like, I know this Sega game.
Once you like play
that's
every.
It. I mean, they accomplished what they wanted. But
so,
I guess...
So overall, I mean...
And how can the 360 fix theirs?
Yeah.
It's not really anything to fix because they're the leader right now. But I just wish there was kind of less emphasis on the number itself. But that's because of the people.
Right.
I wish there was more emphasis on the number, but it used to have that competition. Thank you. I think it just needs to be used in a better manner. Like now, my number is just dragging
it's
over
just
and over.
Bragging
and I mean, it's like, but I'm not getting an incentive, nothing on my system in total, nothing. I mean, they used to talk about early in the days where achievement score would turn into actual Microsoft points. Like they used to talk about, there was going to be a transition of, that you can
could you imagine that? That means you would have
because
like
you're putting in the
games.
Time and value of that, and you're actually even purchasing or whatever. And they used to be you can purchase stuff with those points. Like there was gonna be an outcome. That's not happening because there are people that could just get achievement points like mad.
People won't have to pay for games for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people with like well over 100,000 points.
Oh, they, I mean, it would have been fun to have like.
But there's gotta be some better implementation in terms of your score with everything else you do in like live.
Maybe like since, in fact, here we go. Instead of, you know, one thing maybe you can fix with the whole Xbox thing, since you know that people have been getting these achievement points for so long since the system first came out, give us something for it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the whole they had that competition like what, back in 2006?
The Old Spice one,
yeah. Like, give us another one of those.
Yeah, because right now, I can tell you, I did that whole competition. I got the maximum number of points and everything you could get. I got a t-shirt, I got Microsoft points, and I have Fusion Frenzy 2, which is still in the wrapper. So that
is
not
something,
it's something though.
Did you wear the t-shirt?
PlayStation hasn't given us anything.
Yeah, the t-shirt
right
was
now, technically, PlayStation is giving us clothes for home. Right now, 360 is not giving us anything right now, until the marketplace comes out.
Yeah.
But at least that whole Old Spice competition was something.
Yeah, and
we need something that they gave it to you in your hand.
Yeah. And that drove people to get extra games and stuff like that.
Do you hear this, Microsoft? We need another competition like that Old Spice competition. Why?
Yeah,
why?
I mean,
Why don't you have it?
I want to run around on like Call of Duty with like a backpack that says 29,000 Microsoft achievement score or something like that. Give me something in any game that's gonna make it basically show that I have a high gamer score.
Maybe every 10,000 gamer points, I mean achievement points that you hit, maybe they can give you like the Xbox Live Arcade game.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable.
Or like some sort of like you're like an elite status, and they give you like some sort of like different pictures, different things you can use.
Something that make you stand out for it,
besides just having that number. Basically,
Overall, both companies have some growing to do with this. I feel like neither one truly knows what they're gonna do overall.
I mean, they're just trying to. They look like they kind of talk. They talk upon something, and then the other one tries to beat them.
They're just gonna one up each other.
Until the Wii gets involved. I don't see that happening.
Which they kind of do on a game by game basis, but
yeah, they have achievements on a game by game.
It's like
basis.
A mom topic because. No one's really following.
How can you shake your controller?
I don't see anyone on the forums talking about. I got all points on the conduit. So, yeah. That's not really that important.
Okay, but overall, seems like as of now, 360 achievement points seem to be more popular, seem to be more
effective,
prevalent right now. PS3's playing catch-up. We all know this.
But you know, they are setting some ground rules for what Microsoft's trying to one up them with.
Yeah, overall the competition is definitely healthy right now, and you know,
it's
only gonna go up from here.
Yeah, it's never a bad thing.
All
right. I love my Dan the Beaky shirt at home, and why do I have that? Because I got a trophy.
Don't worry, I'll be wearing something of like
I'm very jealous.
Hero of Years of War.
That you're gonna have to pay
very
for.
Soon. You know what? We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Another thing I guess we want to talk about is, there's been a couple of releases. Summer's out. The heat's going up.
Not really in New York, though.
Surprisingly. Days here
it's
and there,
raining.
But it's okay.
Yeah, it's been raining.
But I mean, while the rain's happening, what can you do? You can play some games. And we're getting some releases for that.
This is definitely a pretty solid summer.
Yeah,
for
not
games.
Bad.
It's definitely a gamer's summer.
Yeah. It used to be dry, but now the floor is wet, and you know what I mean? So are the games.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a game that recently came out a week ago for the PS3.
And the 360.
And the 360.
Yeah, and 360. Yeah, 360.
It was going to be just PS3.
But they don't do that.
But then Microsoft said that shit don't happen.
Let's
make some money. Because people don't know us.
Yeah, Bill Gates doesn't have enough.
So they released Blaze Blue.
Not Blue Blaze.
He was calling it Blue Blaze.
I'm actually glad you guys corrected him the first
Blaze
try.
Blaze Blue. So overall, what do you think of it as a fighting game? I'm not the fighting game guy, so why don't you guys
into the origin, I guess, of where the company where it's coming from.
The whole Arc Systems. They're the people that created the whole Guilty Gear series.
Yep.
And if you're a fan of the Guilty Gear series, this is not exactly like it. really isn't. Guilty Gear, while they both have like mirror images of each of them, they are, I'll say Blaze Blue is more so, it's a four button layout, but it's really three buttons with a special button. And you have your weak strike, your medium strike, and your fierce or strong strike, and then you'll have the special button, which basically, as soon as you hit it, you'll do a special move. Now, that does sound kind of cheesy, but you can, every character has something like that, and each one of them is different. And no one's moves are the same. So, you have different characters, like they have like freezing techniques, they have health drain techniques, they have combo techniques, and each of those techniques is distinct for one character. So, as you play, like, I find in comparison with Guilty Gear, because it's really the only thing I can compare it to combo is harder, but the whole overall game, you have to really, like, sit down and learn a character. Because these are brand new characters. It's not like you're playing Guilty Gear. Like, some of the characters you can see are modeled off of the previous Guilty Gear series.
Yeah, I'm right. Definitely taking notice.
Yeah, you see that, especially with the two main characters. You can easily notice that.
Yes.
But as far as the way they play, maybe half of it is the same.
I mean, are you developing, can you develop a strategy with one character against all your opponents, or do you have to develop a strategy for each character you end up fighting?
I would say you have to develop a strategy for every other character that you fight.
Alright, yeah.
First, you're gonna have to learn your main person, and then you develop a strategy for the other people, because it's not like, you know, Street Fighter. Like, if you're gonna play as you, you know how you're gonna handle Chun-Li, or you know how you're gonna handle E Honda. If you're gonna go in there playing in Blaze Blue, if you're gonna go in there playing as Ragna, who is kind of like Soul Bad Guy, but if you're gonna go in there playing as Ragna, it's gonna be a different, you know, world for you. You're not going to be used to it. Now, don't get me wrong. The fight is a solid fighting game.
Looks pretty.
Yeah, it looks really good. The
backgrounds.
The backgrounds. Nice. The menu screen. Like everything, and the music is very distinct. That's one thing I do like about the whole Guilty Gear series.
Yeah.
Like that whole music and the whole like guitar riffs and the rock and roll and all that. That carries over into Blaze Blue, even more so. In fact, so they do have different types of background music. But overall, it takes time to learn it. But if you're willing to put in the effort, you know, just go ahead and play. It is a solid fighting game. If I was to give it like a grade, I'll give it like a B+.
Alright, that's not bad. I mean, I was checking it out. The only thing I can really go off of something that was very distinct was how much they mouth off.
Oh yeah.
During the game, oh my God, they say things.
And I don't think
within
you can
every
turn it
step,
off.
Every walking step they have, they will say something.
I don't think you can turn it off, but you can switch it to Japanese or not. You can switch the character.
I'm not sure if that's better or worse.
It might be.
Well, you can put it in Japanese and say whatever you want to say, like your own subtitles.
Yeah, I guess.
It might be.
I mean, characters just walk saying you're gonna die before they do a move.
And then just like how in Guilty Gear, you have like the instant kills, or what they call it, like astral eats, astral finish, and they look amazing. Like, there's this guy named Bang Shishigami, and it's weird, but he's a ninja that has a nail on, like this huge nail on his back. His astral finish, like he goes into like some animation flick, and he had like this real serious face, and then you see all these Japanese characters, like, show up next to him, and all of a sudden he just throws the nail. This nail is about as big as his body, and he throws the nail at you and just punches it straight through you. Like they go, when it comes to the visual department, this game goes off the wall with it.
So they've taken the extra mile.
They've taken the extra mile from Guilty Gear and put it in this. It's just that you gotta sit down and just learn how to play it.
Okay, so that's a quick look, I guess, on Blaze Blue.
Alright, so moving on, Tiger Woods. Another game that was recently released.
Yeah, the new Tiger Woods, yeah. I mean, what's the main impression of this game as compared to like last year's game? I mean, do you notice any new features?
Well, one thing that I noticed about this game, and it's not even anything new, it was, if anybody played last year's Tiger Woods game, they implemented the face generator, where you could put your face on the EA Sports World.com, let's find you on a face view, and you can upload it and generate your likeness on the game with pretty good accuracy.
Okay.
But when that game came out, that server crashed every day. You could not get on there for months.
This is last year's, right?
'09. I picked up the new one. Within the first day I was on there, got my thing up. They even had the old ones that was still on from last year, like
okay,
my
cool.
old gamer faces. I put on a new one anyway. It downloaded it, went right in there. It takes maybe like 6 or 7 minutes to generate it because they actually use everything. They have my, and one thing I thought was interesting about it, I thought they make you put points, like where your eyes are, where your ears are, where your jawbone lies.
Nah.
So I figured they were just going to do like an outline, then you'd have to adjust your face. Now they were able to tell my skin tone, my facial hair, different, like, if you had like a little, like, distinctive markings, like if you had like a scar on your face, it'll show up.
Ooh.
And stuff like that that's not available when you create a person normally.
Yeah.
So like that is definitely a big thing. Course-wise, they incorporated the new, the black horse that they're playing the open on right now, the championship.
Okay.
So right. that, yeah, the gray horse, yeah, the black horse. They added that on, which is nice. They actually have new things when you go onto the website, not the website, the game itself. It links to the website, and it says, all right, this new stuff is available for download. So it kind of links itself with the PlayStation Store, in a way.
Yeah, I noticed that. There's a lot of stuff to download in the store.
A lot of stuff. And, with that, like, you can go through the game itself. You can play to unlock different clubs, different shirts, different pants. Or you can go into the PlayStation Store and just buy them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can just get them. They also have courses that are available for to be bought on the PlayStation Store. You know, different things like that. But
Is this stuff that it looked like it could have been just added into the main game, or is this like, does this definitely look like an afterthought?
Some of it is, it's like the time-consuming thing.
Yeah.
If you want it now, pay for it now, or unlock it later.
Oh,
is that EA kind of
system that they've
used? Some of the stuff is like that.
Oh, I love the EA system. So.
Yeah, where you just unlock everything, because you'd rather waste money than time.
Sure.
I do too, but not for something like that.
So, yeah. Overall, Tiger Woods 10?
Overall, honestly, I rate it higher than Tiger Woods 9. I like the new revamped putting system that they did. It's no longer a three-putt system. It's more of a one putter, just different length.
Okay.
So, you know, you can adjust the putting. The control, I believe, is a little easier. So, like, I would say, like, last year, so it's like a 8. I would probably get this one about an 8.5.
Okay. It's crazy how they really emphasized on the whole creating the character, you know what I mean, the face, the facial hair, everything that you can do with the face in Tiger Woods. Yeah, like last year's was the first, you know what I mean, that you were able to do stuff like that.
I bet you could do that in Fight Night now.
Yeah, you could do that. And you were able to do that in Fight Night last year. It's just like Tiger Woods is kind of like paves the way.
Oh, okay.
And well, if you think about it, golf, there's not much there.
Yeah.
You got to make golf fun. You got to make it interesting. You know, you got to also think about the characters itself. You know, baseball players, they wear hats and helmets. Football players, they wear helmets, so their faces are covered. Hockey players wear helmets, their faces are covered.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's not that much emphasis on the creative player because, for the most part, a lot of it's covered.
Yeah.
Right.
Where you're playing Tiger Woods, where your face is out in the open, I mean, you could wear a hat if you want, so you don't need to. But so, like, a lot of it's like, all right, it's all up on you. The game is about you. Like, you're playing as...
Yeah, you're not on a team.
Yeah, you're not. It's an individual sport. It's an individual thing. So you want to make it as personable as possible.
Yeah.
And to draw you in.
Yeah.
Actually, I know it's kind of odd, but I really wish they added, like, something like that.
Hey, you want it?
I actually kind of do.
You want that just,
I know,
like,
that may kill
like,
kind
of like
an
instant fun?
Yeah, like a mini
game
or something.
Fun?
Yeah. Because I played a demo. And yeah, it was a lot more technical.
Yeah, I know. The last time I played a golf game was Hot Shot Golf, and I don't know if I'm ready to step into the big leagues.
That is the big leagues for me. Hot Shot Golf.
Hot Shot Golf
is
fun.
Yeah. But I mean, do you want to see all this nice technical stuff? We get a little bit of Hot Shot Golf action.
It's the only technical golf game
out
there.
That's true. But the thing is, like, there's no competition, but they keep stepping up their game.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you gotta give them, a pat on the back for that.
Right.
So which one would you prefer, like the PS3 version or like the Wii version? Or did you try out the Wii version?
I haven't tried out the Wii version yet. But the way the controls are with the PlayStation version, when you have to pull back on the stick and push it forward, so you have to actually almost kind of like act as a swinging motion with the stick itself. Mm-hmm. So not necessarily move your hand like the Wii. I mean, if you want to have more fun, less than like with most games with the Wii, they take away some of the graphics, they take away some of the gameplay to make it more, you know, fun. Yeah. Make it more like I don't want to say user friendly as much as like a pick up and play friendly.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Where like I would prefer like the better graphics, the better attention to detail that like the PlayStation or the Xbox version
would. So have. you would prefer a more serious take, right, rather than.
Yeah, I mean that's gonna last you longer.
I prefer that with all sports games because you know the sport doesn't change. Right. So like every year you want to say, all right, how the graphics better, like what new stuff did they incorporate? What's a lot of times when the Wii version comes out, it's like, all right, it looks all right, but it doesn't look nearly as good as what the PlayStation or the Xbox was. Right?
And I mean,
that's a big reason why a lot of people get these games every year.
You know, if it takes like the career mode, you know what I mean, serious on the Wii, you know what I mean, as opposed to the PS3 and the 360.
They probably do, but it's just
they have like more of a more or less a basic season.
If you wanted to see mini golf on Tiger Woods, you would see it on the Wii.
Yeah, that's true.
You would see it as a mini game on the Wii.
So they would have a link basically going, hey, the PS3's Tiger Woods minigame. Here's a link to the Wii page of where to buy it.
They have the Frisbee golf on the Wii version. They have the Frisbee golf on that.
Yeah, Frisbee.
Do they?
Yeah, because of the whole Motion Plus thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
Alright. Alright.
There's that.
So, moving on to another sports game. A little more exciting than golf, I should say. Fight Night Round 4. It's been out. The demo's been out on Xbox Live for a while now.
Yeah, well, Xbox Live and PSN.
Right, PSN's
been out for a while.
Yeah. Game's been out for a couple weeks too now. So, overall impressions of Fight Night Round 4?
Well, I mean, last time we had a Fight Night was a bit. It was a bit ago. I think it was what, 2 years? 2 years?
Two,
years?
Three.
Fight Night 3 was big 2 years.
Was it 2006?
No.
Fight Night 3? Round 3.
Actually, I think it was pretty close.
I think it's 2007.
No.
I think it might have been end of 6, like holiday 6, beginning of 7.
Six.
Yeah, I almost feel like it was like about a year
it
after.
It was Game Developers Conference, so 07, because 06 was the first Christmas of the 360, because it came out in 05.
So you're saying 05?
No.
The system came out.
System was out for a year, and then it came out. The Game Developers Conference in 07. It didn't come out 06 in the Game Developers Conference because that was right away from when the system came out. It's not that fast.
I think it came out an entire year later. I think it came out in 06.
February 22nd, 2006.
Yeah.
Really?
I got my system.
I got my system late 2006.
I remember you getting it before that.
Well, see, here's the thing. It was originally released for the Xbox and Xbox 360 on February 22nd, didn't come out to the PlayStation 3 until December of that year. So depending on what system you had, depending on where you got it.
Okay.
Hmm.
This got away.
The stat line, just all in the face.
Alright.
Wish you could see it.
Yeah.
Wish you could see it.
If everyone could see my face, I'm terrified that I don't know my dates as well as
we lose a lot of hits if people could see your face.
Right. So
it's been a while.
Alright, so Fight Night Round 4. Well, what's better? What's more? What's worse?
It looks incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks gorgeous.
Well, I almost feel like
looking games I've ever seen.
Fight Night Round 3 looked incredible.
Yeah, it did.
From the menus down to the fight.
Yeah. Fight Night Round 3 was something to behold then. And this one didn't disappoint.
Yeah.
With the graphics, you know what I mean, was able to deliver now. It looks one of the best looking things I've ever seen. Games.
As far as technical goes, like, I'm still waiting for the update. Like, before I purchased it, I'm still waiting for the button update. Because I like to use the buttons more than the analog sticks. But even so, like, that game is going to be crazy. I mean, well, I should say it is crazy. Like, you have so much detail in, like, not just the faces and everything, but the muscle flexing as you're punching, as you're taking a hit, and all that. And like, now I know how, I like how, now there is no, like, your fighters can come, like, head to head, legitimate.
Yeah.
In 3, there was, like, a gap that you couldn't, there was, like, a space where you couldn't, like,
it's basically, like, do this move, do that move, do this move, and it was almost like a delayed reaction, you know, you have to do that move. But since they actually changed the controls, which that's why they're making this button layout, because they worked hard on making these analog controls, which is just like instantly hit on a certain direction, and you just do an instant punch right there, which kind of brings you into that fight just by clicking in each analog stick, you know what I mean, every way. That is different than Fight Night Round 3. You just like jab, 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 you know what I mean? And that's how you see boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
But I mean, like, I like the whole, I like the way like the rings look. Maybe because like boxing, like real life boxing, to me is not as big as what it used to be in like the early 90s.
No,
nowhere near.
Yeah, but I mean, still, like, you know, I like the whole ring layout. You have the sponsors and everything all on the mat. You know, the entrances and all that. It's even the commentary is really good. Like, and the overall, I'll say the overall product. Like, whole game is a total package right now, and right now you can't deny it, because as you can see, that's really the only boxing game out there.
Yeah.
Well,
they used
only,
to be
the only
so many.
Serious boxing.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my Red. Yep. You know, let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah. What about when was the last time you seen that game?
We got Punch Out now.
Punch Out.
Yeah, Punch Out did come out, and then you had.
But you can only fight as Lil Mac.
Yeah.
No matter who you are. I can't go in there with Piston Honda and go against you. I can only be Little Mac, and you can only be Little Mac. No, I can have. We can have a Mike Tyson Ali fight. We can pick different people.
And that's the thing. That's what I think was very smart about what they had them both on the cover.
Uh-huh.
Because that has been, if you're a boxing fan, that has been like the ultimate matchup.
For real.
You know, you got Ali and then Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson in his prime was a beast.
Monster.
He's a beast. I mean, you still every once in a while they go on TV and they show old fights of his. You know, he came up through the ranks. He was undefeated for the longest time.
Your lifespan with him was like at most 3 rounds, if you're lucky.
Oh, with Tyson?
With Tyson.
Oh yeah,
Tyson was a brawler, but then he got Ali. It
was
the most disgusting
TV. Dry. You cried.
Oops.
And you were a
guy.
You weren't even really there, but you cried just because you knew.
You felt the pain.
I mean. There are other games like Facebreakers. Facebreakers, that was amazing. Oh,
come on,
man.
That was the ripoff of Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Yeah, no, that was
they had some funny characters in there.
So weird that's an EA game, too.
But
meanwhile, they have the best boxing game, and then they have Facebreakers. Like, what is that? That's left field. That's totally left field.
But overall, Fight Night? Definitely buy it. I'm telling you now, you get a group of guys, if you guys play video games, you get a group of guys, put that thing on, there will be some money going down.
Yeah.
That competition between that game, it breeds competition.
Because it's not like, you know, football or basketball or even hockey where, you know, it's a team. It's you and the computer versus another guy in the computer. This is just you and the next guy. And how well you do.
Yeah.
The boxer.
Yeah,
there's definitely a lot of strategy in it, so like it's unbelievable. Yeah,
definitely go out there and buy it.
Cool. Yeah. All right, so moving on from EA to EA again. let's talk about
summer of EA.
Summer of EA.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
let's talk about a game that we all say is like a pretty good game.
Yeah, this is our gonna be our podcast recommendation game that we're gonna come up with every single time. We just started this one now, but basically, the recommendation for this podcast and for this week and everything is Battlefield 1943. Now, impressions on that. I think it's good. I mean, it's
a dramatic pause.
Getting to
the point.
I think it's good.
Yeah, I mean,
as a
like
sure, I will speak of it. I mean, you could take it for what it is, which is basically an arcade game. You pick up and play with your friends. You know what I mean?
Yes.
4 as a squad or 24, which is the most for an arcade game.
Yeah,
that's PSN game.
That's a good point. You got to stress it is an arcade game. It is not, you know, a full game that you buy that you're just buying off the internet. It is an arcade game. It is $15.
Yeah. So they did strip it of some features, some right. things, levels and such like
but
that.
But the core of the game is still there. The basic
premise
of the game is still there.
And I mean, and you're going to have the fun that you want. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whether you want to purchase it or not, that's up to you. So, I mean, what do you think? You know what I mean? What do you think about the game?
All right, I just want to ask. I played a little bit of it. The two stages, that is so far?
No, there are three.
Okay.
And like I said, it's supposed to be either like 30 or 40 million when there's a total number of kills with everybody that's playing, they will unlock another stage. And I think similar things will happen in the future that way. If not, they will probably make downloadable content in terms of stages and stuff, and then I guess they'll
right.
have you purchase that stuff.
Okay.
But basically, they'll end up to be four. And then I guess it's going to be up to EA for anything else like that.
I can see EA doing that. When that tally finally comes
mm-hmm.
up, hey, here's content that you can pay for. We just, it's here now.
No, I mean, that's going to be available. A $15
game that's going to cost you $35.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
people unlocked it for you to rebuy it, or buy it, I should say.
Yeah, oh, I mean, and this is not new information. I mean, you saw this with, like, Luminous. Luminous was basically a stripped version of what it was.
Yeah.
And then, hey, you want a nice little feature that you can't get anywhere else? You have to buy this for almost the same amount you paid for the game. So what did I just buy? I don't understand. So I mean,
Luminous Light.
Yeah, basically Luminous Light. So I mean, it depends on how you see it. Like for a lot of people, this is fun and this is it.
Yeah.
This is what they wanted and this is what they'll play. They'll get their friends together and they can have hours and hours of fun, because while I have a game in the tray, if I have four friends online, I don't gotta switch the game disc. If they want to play, we play. And that was the main premise, I think, of what this was after.
They weren't set out to, like, break any new grounds. They weren't set out to, like, you know, do anything really new other than just make a fun game. Like, that's just really the bottom line.
I mean, they did add some new features. Like, it does incorporate the new physics engine and stuff from the Bad Company series. So there are destructible things and stuff. Yeah, well, I mean, the way they have it in battle, in Bad Company.
Because it's coming from Bad Company, so that's not new.
Well, no, well, in 1943, it didn't have that.
1942. Or anything previous to Bad Company, right?
Oh, yeah, it was previous to Bad Company.
Get your ears right.
It didn't have it before, that's what I mean. Like, Bad Company kind of started that whole thing, and now they're kind of using their older tech, or their older games for the newer tech.
So, alright, the way I see it, save your money. I'll give you my reasons why. All right. So I played the game. Game is fun. Don't get me wrong. Game is fun. It's a whole new environment. You're on islands now instead of you being at actual like land and you know other areas. And so, for one thing, you're stripped down to three classes.
Yeah.
Now you're paying $15 for this, so you're getting what you paid for. You're stripped down to three classes. As far as I've seen in comparison to Bad Company, Battlefield Bad Company, you get an airplane instead of a helicopter. You get to drop bombs. Now, I'm not going to lie, the bombs were fine. They were funny too, but I was looking dead at them instead of walking away. So
it was all that stuff falling towards
you. Yeah, like really.
Boom.
It was like, okay, watch out for the plane. It's like, what plane? You just look it up. It's like, what's that dropping? Oh, shoot. And then you'll try to run away, but yeah, I died anyway. But regardless, besides the planes, from what I know, that's the only major difference. Like, yeah, you do have, you know, building destructibility and all this stuff. You can either pay, if you want to play a full scale of that, minus the airplanes, you know, sub in a helicopter, get Bad Company. Like, if it's not $65 anymore, it's, what, maybe $40? If you're lucky, maybe $30 now?
Get it used, yeah. Yeah, probably like around in the 20s.
And then they're coming out with Bad Company too.
Yeah,
I can understand. I can understand, like, you know, hey, this is nice, a nice little summer hit. But by the time, you know, Bad Company 2 comes out, I believe this is like shut down.
But this is what a lot of people need. This is that kind of like summer title. Like, let me take another hit of the.
It's to hold you over until the new Bad Company comes out.
Pretty much.
I mean, you're in love with the Battlefield series, and you've been waiting for something after, you know what I mean, Bad Company. Bam, this is your hit, and then you'll get Bad Company 2. And I mean, you're talking about a $15 game compared to a $60 game when that came out. Now, Bad Company 1 did come out, but I mean, it's hard. Try to find all your friends that just want to buy that game and then play that. I mean, a lot of people will go, oh, well, that's an older game. Oh, there's not that many people playing. The people that are still playing that now are just really, really good.
Good points, good points.
You're not getting that same
chance. I'm sure those same people that are really, really good purchase this too.
But there are a lot of people that just want to play, get a new, fresh experience, and they're playing a different game. So there's new people just getting the series because it's faster.
1943 supposedly is a pretty big hit so far from what they could tell.
It's been server crashing. They've had to add those.
Because it is something new. Don't get me wrong. It is something. I'm not saying it's a bad game. It is a good game. But I have it already.
Well, you have the feel.
I have Bad Company already. To me, that's the way it is. It's a cheaper Bad Company.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. It's looking at Call of Duty 4
and
World at War.
It's
like looking at Gran Turismo Prologue. Well, but the thing with different was that is they say, all right, we're only gonna pretty much release a part of the game for $60. You know, they charge full price. Well, maybe like $10,
yeah,
maybe
$50.
It was like $40.
It was
still expensive.
For essentially a
glorified demo, like you were saying, which we still haven't even heard when they're going to even think about making, you know, the actual game of, you know, Gran Turismo 5.
Yeah, it's between like the end of this year and next year. There is no firm release date at all.
Right.
And all we keep hearing is that the developer says, we can release it tomorrow. Well, then do that.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, how about that?
We can release it whenever we want.
This game is $15, you know, it's affordable if you want it. Like, if you're sitting there, like, you know what, I'm this could be fun. I'll throw that on there.
And definitely, if you, for one reason or another, you never played any of the Battlefield games, this is a great first step entry.
This is definitely
pick up and play right here.
Yeah, if you haven't played the Bad Company or anything before, then yeah, this is definitely a solid pickup.
This will basically ease you into Battlefield Bad Company too.
If you have Bad Company, I feel like.
All right, so for
someone that has Bad Company and now I have 1943. It's just a fresh pick up and play game. I mean, I don't have too many to speak of in terms of me getting in a game with all my friends and like, this is going to be fun as a co-op experience. And this adds that. And it was only $15 of my time. So it wasn't a big deal.
So overall, a somewhat controversial pick, but
it's not the best looking arcade game, I think.
It's what?
The best looking arcade game, I think.
Really?
Isn't
Shadow Complex supposed to be?
This is not out yet. We are talking about the present.
Okay, if you want to talk about current.
We're talking about now.
Current.
Get with the program.
We'll talk about that in the podcast.
Not from the PSN standpoint. Maybe on the Xbox Live
standpoint. Yeah, the Xbox Live standpoint.
Okay.
Not on the PSN standpoint.
Okay. But that's a different topic altogether, I think.
Not really.
No?
It came out for both.
Yeah. But then you got certain games that are just coming out for a certain, you know, you got different networks going to be some different arcade games. So they don't want to know which one's going to be comparing, but that's a whole other topic.
All right.
Not bad. So I guess that's a wrap for our fourth podcast on level1.com. Thank you for listening. My name is Turk.
This is Rum Dog.
The Bad Man.
Afro.
And we are signing off.
See ya.
Take care.